From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Wisconsin moved up one spot to number 3 yesterday in both major men's college basketball polls. The Badgers, of course, 16-0 as they get ready to play at Indiana tonight. Josh Gosser says they'd like to be the last team unbeaten standing.
Yeah, a little bit. That's just competitive nature that you have. You know, you want to be the last undefeated standing or whatever, but at the same time, you can only control what you can control. You know, we can't decide what other teams are going to do. We just got to stay focused on our goal, our task at hand, which is our next game.
And he knows they've got a target on their back.
They probably have a circle on their schedule. They want to play us. You know, we beat them twice last year, once on their home floor and once in the Big Ten tournament. So they're definitely going to be ready. They're going to be fired up and ready to go. They're a really good, talented team. So we got to go in there expecting they're going to get their best, and we have to give ours just to match that. Otherwise, we probably won't come out the win.
You can hear the Badgers in Indiana tonight right here. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is still first in the RPI rankings, which often play a big role in determining seeds for the NCAA tournament. The Badger hockey team moved into the top 10 yesterday in the national men's poll. They rose 5 places in the past week to number 9. The Badger women remain at number 2 despite splitting a home series with 4th-ranked North Dakota over the weekend. The Pointer men's hockey team remain at number 2 in the new Division 3 poll. The Pointer women remain in the 5th spot. The Milwaukee Bucks remain winless in the new year, falling at Toronto last night 116-94. Irsan Ilyasova led the Bucks with a season-high 29 points. They'll host Memphis tomorrow night. Ken Whisenhunt is leaving his post as the San Diego Charger offensive coordinator to become the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And Deion Sanders says he'll play in this year's NFL All-Star Game in Hawaii. He's challenging fellow captain Jerry Rice to play as well. That's sports. I'm Tom King.